Take a breath. Shut your eyes for a minute. And just physically relax. Aligning now to the intention that you had that brought you here on a Thursday night, or that might have you listen to this audio. Aligning now to your intention to evolve yourself into a thriving, dynamic, happy, contributing and receiving being on earth. Aligning to that attention, knowing that intention as a calling for you to remember that you came here for the choice, you came here for the challenge, because after the challenge there is great fulfillment. It is your birthright to know great fulfillment. And I'm suggesting to you that tonight, or at any time when you decide, that it is time and it is appropriate to sleep, that you would begin to practice in that moment resonating with positive energy, that you would bless yourself for your intentions and your desires, that you would bless the life that you are in, the body that you are in, the shelter that you are in, that you would bless all things that you could appreciate, and that you would gently surrender to the experience of sleep in that higher resonance. Practicing, gently practicing, going to sleep in the resonance of gratitude. Because gratitude represents to you having all the things that you enjoy and like. The greatest resonance in human experience is gratitude, because it means you have that which you enjoy. That you would see it as a practice, not an ideal, not something to be earned or over there, but simply see it as a practice, and that you might practice each time you choose to surrender to the experience of sleep. That you might quickly list a few things that you could be grateful for. A pillow, a bed, a friend, an idea, shelter, anything that you could be grateful for, big or small, knowing with all clarity that it's a practice. It's practicing the resonance of that which you desire. And now taking a big breath. And as you exhale, I'm suggesting to you that you will be wide awake, that you will feel very good until it is appropriate for you to go to sleep, that you will integrate all the tapping of this evening, that you will allow yourself to receive not only your intention, but the intention of the group, that you allow yourself to receive at a very great level, that you took the time, that you made right action and effort to come here and receive, and that now all aspects of your being are aligning to receiving that which you co-created this evening. One more big breath. And this time coming back into full consciousness, all the way back. Oh, so we have homework. Practice the resonance of gratitude. Hey, you know how Esther falls asleep? Esther Hicks with Abraham? She goes through the alphabet, and for each letter, she uses a positive abundance word. And that's how she goes to sleep. Jerry didn't like that, but she likes it. And what's she doing? She's practicing the resonance of abundance as she drifts into sleep. Isn't that cool?
I so do sheep. I'm doing sheep, yes.
Well, do your sheep have positive words on them now? Positive affirmations?
Yeah, well, of course.
Let them have money symbols on them.
They will now. I'm making sure that I have the stamp on them all.
Or, you know, notice that your sheep have great, abundant, what does sheep have? Wool.
Of course.
You know, so you're aligning to abundance.
What, I don't get what Esther does. So she goes A, B, C. So A just thinks of a word.
A, awesome, abundance, awe-inspiring.
Oh,
B, beautiful.
Okay, got it.
C.
But it's all abundance.
All. She practices the resonance of abundance or positive. Yeah. Y, yes.
It's actually really interesting that I would do that when I was walking my dog. And the words that you start coming up with on just a whim, you're like, Where did that come from? I didn't remember I even knew that word.
It's because if you can hold for 17 seconds, more will be attracted, vibrationally speaking. That's another reason why, and sometimes we'll argue this, but fake it till you make it. You know, you use this beautiful gift we have of consciousness where you have a split second before reaction, where you can proactively fake it. You could celebrate somebody's success even when all you're feeling is jealousy. But if you speak in a way that celebrates their success, eventually your chemistry, the cocktail of emotion, will change. And the brain will change, and you will only feel the resonance of success instead of jealousy. But you sure gotta fake it till that chemistry changes, right?
It's like the smile, right?
Yep.
The practice of that smile. It's like if you're feeling really yucky and all you do is just turn around and capture the woman's smile, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna go smile, and I gotta smile there. And then all of a sudden it just fades away.
That's it, because it screws with your whole consciousness. My face is smiling, aren't we supposed to feel good, right? So that's part of it. That's the physical body, and then there's the emotional body. You know, you feel bad, you practice feeling good. It's all practice.
Yeah.